We finally got back home, and Uncle Jeff decided not to call the police. First, we had no proof that it wasn't an accident. The police would probably say that it was just a drunk driver. And second, we didn't have any good information to help them find the car. There were two messages on the answering machine. The first message was from Ben. He wanted me to call him. Maybe he had some time to get together for that celebration I had promised. The second message was from Aunt April. "My darlings," she said, "I read about the murder at California University in the paper today. I really hope you're not mixed up in it. Jeff, you're a grown man. You do what you want. But if anything happens to my baby, my Derek, I'll never forgive you. Do you hear me, Jeff? I'm off to Paris for a week or so. I don't want to be reading about you two in the newspapers. Do you hear me? Goodbye, my darlings. I'll see you when I get back." I looked at Uncle Jeff, and he had a guilty look on his face.